You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What is our role in preaching the gospel to the nations? Find out in week 6 of Enact.
We are in the last leg of our series, Enact, or Every Nation in Action. And the last two, we are talking about the nations and our commitment to reach every nation in our generation. We all know that we are part of Every Nation family of churches and ministries. And this is worldwide, okay? Isa lang po tayo dito. Philippines, Victory Philippines or Every Nation Philippines is just one of the many, many churches all over the world that is part of Every Nation. So we have our mission. Our mission statement is actually we exist to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. I hope by this time, you already memorized this, okay? By this time, you already know that we are not just a local church, but a global church. Yung pong mga nakikita niyong flags, hindi po tayo headquarters ng United Nations, okay? Tayo po ay, we are communicating to everyone that we are not just locally reaching out or preaching the gospel, but also globally. We are serious about bringing the gospel to the nations of the world. So later on, you will find out why. And from the early church, we knew that because of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to the disciples, they were able to spread out, and churches have been planted to different parts of the world, or the ends of the earth has been reached because of the gospel. Communities have been impacted. The next generation has been reached as well. And so we have seen that happen from the early church. And we will look back. No? That's why itong series na to, we'll study in the book of Acts. And you can just see that the Holy Spirit has been, from the very beginning, has been actively involved. Okay, in Romans 15:9 says, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. Each and every one of us has been commissioned by God, you know, to reach out and make disciples of all nations. The Great Commission is not a suggestion. It is for every one of us to fulfill. And I hope that God will find us faithful. And individually, we have a role to play. Okay, maybe some people, everybody can pray, actually. And some people can give, or all of us can give. You know, it doesn't matter what the amount is. And we can also go. You know, we are in a generation now that it's not anymore hard, you know, to go cross-culturally or to go to another nation. Marami na mga peace of air ngayon. Okay, mga 50%, you know, budget airlines. I believe that all of those are allowed by God, you know, for us to be able to easily go and fly to another nation to bring the gospel, knowing that we are the only Christian nation in Asia. That's nice to hear, but that is a big responsibility. The neighboring countries in Asia, we are responsible to bring the gospel to this nation. Amen? So each one of us has a responsibility. Okay? Let's look at Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. This will be our text. Okay? Now there were in the church in Antioch, prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work of which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. Lord, we thank you that the early church, Lord God, has been an example for us, Lord God. Even Antioch, Lord God, has been an example for us, Lord God, to, Lord God, that we'll be led by the Holy Spirit, Lord God. There's nothing that we will do, Lord God, apart from the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you that you are the one that is sending people out. You are the one that is leading us and guiding us where to plant churches, no matter how restricted, no matter how hard or difficult it is, Lord God. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is leading us, Lord God. You are the one opening doors for us in different nations. God, we thank you that you will find us faithful, Lord God, in bringing the gospel to the nations of the earth. Lord, we thank you that even as you have entrusted the gospel to us, we will be faithful in preaching the gospel here where we are, and then in the whole province of Rizal, and then the whole Philippines, and then to the ends of the earth. Lord, I thank you for Victory Metro East. I pray for your blessing upon them, Lord God, abundant blessing, Lord God. Provide for everything that they need. I pray that they will be so inspired every time they read the Bible, not just to grow, Lord God, in the grace and the knowledge of God, but also to obey you, Lord God, to fulfill the Great Commission. Inspire them, Lord. Stir up our hearts to have the passion for the lost and the lost of the world. We thank you. We want to honor you. Bless your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can just see here, when he talks about Antioch, okay, the first church that is actually largely a Gentile local church. This is the third city of the Roman Empire. First is Rome and then Alexandria. And this is 15 miles inland from the northeast corner of the Mediterranean. Okay? So yung Antioch, yung dun tinawag na Christians first, yung mga disciples as well. Okay? And this is also the base of the Apostle Paul in his missionary journeys. And every time, you know, he goes back from a missionary journey, he always goes back and give a report to the Antioch church. And last week we talked about God breaking all the need for our mindsets to be broken. Okay, yung mga mindsets natin na why do we have to go out there, go to other nations and reach out, while here we have a lot of needs. Okay, God broke these mindsets and started to lay the groundwork of his mission of making disciples of all nations. That is the very heart of the Lord, no, from the very beginning. Kaya nga sinabi niya, make disciples of all nations. From the very beginning, he never wanted to limit the preaching of the gospel only to the Jews. That's why kailangan ma-break yung mindsets, no? But let me go back and in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, di ba sinabi dun that you wait for the, ito yung preaching last Sunday, wait for the Holy Spirit, wait for the gift that will be given to you. So they waited, and so they were baptized by the Holy Spirit, they were empowered by the Holy Spirit for what purpose? To be witnesses to Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. But we all know what happened. They stayed in Jerusalem. They did not obey right away. That's why in Acts chapter 8, okay, there's a great persecution that breaks out in the church. And sabi doon, all, everybody say all except the apostles were scattered to where? Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord still was fulfilled. Okay? So, nag-obey lang sila seven chapters later. At kailangan pa, may persecution. Okay? They were driven out. No? Parang forced sila to go out. Just like maybe what's happening right now in Syria, di ba? Nag-aalisan yung mga tao. They were forced to go out. So, parang ganun yung nangyari. Actually, I wanted to be updated with what's happening in Syria because we have a church now in Turkey that is benefiting from the people going out of Syria. Nagpupunta rin sila sa Turkey. Tas may mga ministry na doon ng reaching out to the Syrians. Okay, nandun sila sa Turkey ngayon. And they are saying that there are a lot of people that are getting saved na nasa Turkey ngayon. So, pray for our church in Turkey that they will have the wisdom and the grace to be able to, and the favor to be able to reach out to these people. No? Kailangan pa silang to go get out of Syria for them to be saved. And alam natin that those things really happen. No? Just like what happened here. And so, from this, Philip was able to preach the gospel in Samaria. Okay? And then in Acts chapter 9, let me go through this kasi we're studying the book of Acts. And then in Acts chapter 9, yung pinaka-main story doon, di ba, si Paul had an encounter with the Lord. Di ba, merong light na nag-encounter sa kanya, tapos nabulag siya. And that was the time that he got converted. Okay? So, kaya yung book of Acts is book of action eh. So, talagang, if you will read it, talagang you'll be at the edge of your seat. Talo yung mga General Luna na pelikula, Bonifacio, okay? How many of you watch that, no? Parang paglabas mo, parang gusto mo ring, parang gusto mo mag-revolusyon, eh, okay? And I hope that it will, every time we look at the book of Acts, I hope that it will lead us, you know, or inspire us to take some actions, to do as what they did, no? Sila, they obeyed God. That's why the gospel reaches today. Okay? Kaya nakarating sa atin yung gospel. But anyway, in Acts chapter 10, this was the time, the story last week, Peter and Cornelius had a vision from God. Okay? Tapos, pinag-meet sila ni Lord kasi Cornelius is not a Jew. Peter is preaching the gospel to the Jews. And then, he had a revelation that the gospel is not only for the Jews. So, first na nasiran niya is Cornelius and the whole household. So, the salvation was brought to the Gentiles first time. Okay? And in Acts chapter 11, that was the first time that Peter was able to share to the disciples about the gospel is not only for the Jews, but for all men and for all nations. Pagka-acknowledge niya nun sa Acts chapter 10 because of Cornelius, in Acts 11, he shared it with the people, with the disciples. So nagulat yung mga disciples, first time nila narinig yun. And that was also the time that a Gentile church was planted. And then in Acts 13, where we're studying right now, that was the first official and intentional organized missionary enterprise to take the gospel to the nation. So in-embrace na lahat nila that yes, this is not anymore for the Jews only. Salvation is for everyone. Naging intentional na sila, naging deliberate na sila. You know, that the Holy Spirit has been actively handpicking people to be sent out to the nations of the world. Okay, so all throughout the book of Acts, all throughout history, God's hand has been evident in orchestrating events and opening doors for the gospel to be preached in all the world. You know, up until this point, yung mga nations po na later on I will show you, no, and maybe some of you are aware of the 2020 initiative. In Asia alone, you know, God has been opening doors for us that has never opened before. And even favors, like for example, there's this university president of Seoul, Korea, that is that was invited by North Korea, okay, to bring in teachers. Na-meet po namin yung president ng university. And ang sabi nila, we need... Nag-open na ngayon ng North Korea. Used to be, North Korea is not open for any tourists, anybody coming from the outside. This time, for the first time, they wanted to bring in teachers anywhere in the world. For 4 months, we have a window format. Pero sabi, agreement lang, don't preach the gospel. Pero at least it's already an open door. That is, I never heard favor or open door before. So that really blown away my mind because I've been to Korea many times and lahat ng mga 10 days team na pinapadala natin doon, there's one day to go to the border to pray at the demilitarized zone. At the tower, you can see a part of North Korea and you can pray. For years, people are going there just to pray and lay hands of North Korea. And now, this is the answer to the prayer. Yung mga missionaries natin, ayaw i-insured ng mga insurance company because they're going to this nation. Why are you going there? You want to be killed. And they don't want to be insured by this insurance company kasi bakit kayo pupunta dun sa mga place na delikado, you know? So anyway, but nothing and no one can stop us. If we see an open door, we will go there because we believe that God is leading us. It is only God who can open the door for us to the nations. Amen? So that is God's universal plan for the church. An amazing thing is that God uses individuals to accomplish His purpose. Okay, He handpicked people to be used by God, okay, to go into this nation. That's why we have a lot of missionaries all over the world. And as I travel around, pag nabibisita po namin yung mga missionaries natin, you know, the grace of God in speaking the language, the grace of God to be able to disciple even yung mga prominent people, mga natatap nila na mga tao na heads of security, okay, or head ng isang university na minsan very, very delicate, no? But God's grace is upon them. So, God is using individuals. And do you know that God can use you? God can actually use you. And I remember when we were in Dubai, I brought a team in 1995, the very first 10 days team, all men, 11 men. And lahat kami, we have beard and mustache, no? Kasi sabi nyo, nire-rape daw yung mga lalaki pag walang mustache at beard. So, naglagay kami para hindi mangyari sa amin. No? But anyway, we were doing prayer walk and The people there are so disciplined, you know, 11 to 1, everything stops, and everybody goes to the mosque and pray. And then, restricted, hindi pwedeng ma-born again, you cannot be born again. If you get born again, get converted, you will be killed or disowned by the family. You cannot look in the eyes of the women. Eh, pag nakakover sila, yun lang naman yung makikita mo. Okay? And then, hindi pwede mag-holding hands yung babae, lalaki, makukulong sila. So, ang daming restrictions. So, sabi namin, Lord, paano mababorn again itong mga to? Ang daming restrictions. Tapos, they will be killed. And also, it's hard for, they are praying. You know, 11 to 1, they bow down, they religiously pray. 11 to 1, go to the mosque, bring their family. So, sabi namin, Lord, can you please write the gospel in heaven and just get all these people saved? You know? And true enough, you know, pag titingnan mo, kaya naman ni Lord yun gawin eh. Kaya ni Lord na isang iglap, isave niya lahat. Pero He decided, the most amazing thing for me is that He decided to do it through us. Through you. He wants you to speak up, use your mouth, to be His mouthpiece, to be to preach the gospel, to show the love and the kindness of the Lord to these people. And yung church natin sa Middle East, ang daming favor, you know, na yung mga boss nila, mga Arabs, mga iba-ibang lahi, they got all the favor because they know how to relate to them. Very kind. Mga Pilipino, very kind. Merong isang hospital doon when I was there, they're building it only for Filipino nurses because they love Filipinos and how to serve. You know, they have a smile in their face kahit nahihirapan sila. So, you know, God can use us. You know, we, you know, each and every one of us, you know, kahit saan tayo, and kahit saan ako pumunta sa iba-ibang bansa, laging may Pinoy. Imagine mo, even sa Papua New Guinea, ano, mentioned by CNN, the most dangerous place to live in the world. But there are Filipinos there. Wala sa mga dangerous. Okay, walang mahirap. Basta pag punta doon, sabak ang mga Pinoy. Okay? And I believe that God can use us. Okay, individually, Philip is chosen. Philip, okay, one of the disciples chosen to serve in the church in Acts chapter 6. Paul, a former murderer, persecutor of the church, became an apostle to the Gentile. Cornelius, a Gentile, an outsider. God used him to initiate an encounter with Peter. And Peter, as the preacher of the leader of the church, is preaching the gospel to the Jews. Now God opened the door to reach out to the Gentiles. And then Barnabas, a fruitful church leader, first long-term missionary ever, okay, was used by the Lord. And all of this, ang common denominator nila, they simply obeyed. Okay, Philip, when he was busy in his work, he was asked to go to the desert and meet the Ethiopian eunuch. Remember that? He simply obeyed and became the missionary to the Ethiopians. Saul, okay, after conversion, right away, nag-preach ng gospel. Okay, he was discipled and trained by Barnabas. No more questions asked. Okay, dire-diretso na siya. And we all know that he became an apostle to the Gentiles. Cornelius became a church planter in Judea. Okay, after he received the gospel, okay, later on he became the church planter in Judea. So, individually, God used people. And Peter, even though during that time, the Jews and the Gentile cannot associate together with one another, because of the vision, because of a vision from Cornelius that he was called by God to reach out and open the door, the gospel, to the Gentiles. So he met, yung story natin last week, he met with Cornelius, and then that was the start of the gospel that is spread to the Gentile. And then Barnabas, during the time that Paul got saved, he went to the church in Jerusalem, and everybody was afraid, kasi notorious si Paul eh. Alam nila, murderer, persecutor ng Christian, tapos biglang na-save. Okay? Parang kumbaga si Bin Laden, o si Pol Pot, o si kung sino na yung pinaka, si Hitler, nang nasave, parang siguro yung mga disciple, nagtataka sa, nasave ba talaga yan? Kasi nga, parang mamamatay ta, or persecutor ng Christian. They were so afraid. But Barnabas stood up for Paul. Sabi niya, nagtuturoan sila, ikaw na mag-disciple, ikaw na, lapitan mo. Pag dito ba may pumasok na ganun, lalapitan nyo ba o lalayuan nyo? Di ba? So, eto, si Barnabas, tabi nga kayo dyan, ako na magdi-disciple. So, ganun siya. He stood up for Paul and then he discipled and trained Paul. And later on, di ba? Siguro, little did he know that he will become the apostle to the Gentiles. Naging matindi si Paul, di ba? Because he discipled. So, minsan, we cannot be, hindi tayo pwedeng mapili or may favoritism or siguro pag mabait lang, yun lang di-disciple natin. Pag-pray natin talaga that the Lord will give us people, no? Siguro yung terror mo na teacher, yung biyanan mo, or mother-in-law, mother-father-in-law, or principal, kung sino yung nakakatakot na sharan, or parang close to impossible. Really pray because it's the Lord who will change the people's heart. To accomplish His purpose, God uses all kinds of people. And God will accomplish His purpose of making disciples of all nations through us as we obey by praying, giving, and going. Okay, the fulfillment of Great Commission is literally within our reach. You already know about the 1040 window. Let's go to the 2020 initiative. Because of our partnership, because of our giving, praying, and going, you know, in 2013, we spread out the rest of Asia, 3 nations every year. By 2020, by the grace of God, according to God's plan, timetable, we will be finished already. We will have an every nation church in all of Asia. Isn't it amazing? And we will be a part of this. And some of you, or most of you, will be a part of this, okay? Maybe God will call you to go there and plant a church. Maybe God will call you to be a part of a church planting team. Or maybe God will tell you to go and establish a business in Yemen. Okay? Kanina, may nakausap ako after the service. He's been going back to Georgia. Okay? He's a producer in Amazing Race Israel. Okay? And then he's been going around and he said there's a lot of opportunity. If we will start in, because she saw Georgia, she said, I have a lot of contacts in Georgia. Let me know if you're starting somewhere. So, pag may nakita po kayo mga nations dyan na you know someone, okay, let's just, except yung Madagascar, wala dyan talaga si Melman, si Alex, at saka si, okay, hindi yun na. Madagascar is part of Africa, I believe. And we have a contact there already, okay, sa Madagascar. And then in Maldives, okay, that's a honeymoon place, but that is the next church plant of Colombo in Sri Lanka. Come on, okay, so we will plant a church there. In Azerbaijan, we have already a disciple from Cabanatuan who went there in an oil company and then he cannot find a church, so he started a small group. And he had 16 people in the small group. 6 of them are local Azeris. Can you imagine, Azerbaijan? When I went to Kyrgyzstan, I passed by Kazakhstan and with me on the plane was a Filipino who's working in Uzbekistan. Okay, sabi ko, Uzbekistan? Nagulat ako. Kaya nga sabi ko sa inyo, Pilipino kay San. Sabi ko, yeah, sabi ko. Tapos sabi, marami mga Pilipino. Ang dami Pilipino sa Uzbekistan. Sabi ko, really? So, you know, even places that you can even spell or first time mo narinig, you know? May mga Pilipino doon. So, iba talaga mga Pinoy, no? Kahit na natalo sa basketball, ka lang. Okay. And then Cyprus, all of these places. So, by the grace of God, we'll be able to finish 2020. Sabi ko nga, actually, nung last Sunday, sabi ko, Lord, I will be 55 at 2020. Sabi ko, ano nang gagawin natin pag nakompleto na yung Asia? Okay? So, sabi ko, Lord, kung matapos namin yung 2020, ano nang gagawin natin kaya? No? Saan naman kaya tayo pupunta? So, anyway, we have Africa or Oceania region. Okay, 1984. You all know the story, no? Medyo gas-gas na to, pero just to let you know, there are 64 Americans together with Pastor Steve, led by Pastor Rice Brooks. Went in 1984. Okay, sila Pastor Winston yung unang-unang na-reach out noon. And they went here to reach out to the campuses. Okay? Siguro sa isip nila, tara, mag-reach out tayo sa mga campuses. So, at that time, I think mga 100, 200. They never had an idea that 30 years later, this will explode to hundreds of thousands, 100,000s or more. Our congregations today all over the Philippines is exploding. Okay, of course, by the grace of God, you know, we have a lot of leaders. We send about 155 long-term Filipino missionaries to other nations. We have planted nations in Asia as well. You know, because of our effort, a lot of nations have been impacted. Okay, and then we have an every nation church. And one thing about our ministry is that when we go to a nation, we don't just take a pictures and then go back and report. We are serious about planting churches. We will not start something there if there's no pastor that will be staying. Okay, there's no pastor, there's no group of people that are staying in that nation. We do prayer walk once in a while. We scout the place. You know, I do that most of the time. I just came back from Papua New Guinea and in Port Moresby. Okay, in Kuwait, we have, Kuwait is in the Middle East. Okay, FYI, all our churches in the Middle East. Mamaya, I'll show you later ako ano yung mga nation. There's no full-time pastor. There's no one full-time in those nations. Isn't it amazing? But the churches are growing. They are simply making disciples. Because this is what you call the restricted nations or creative access nation. You have to be creative to enter into this nation. You have, kasi you cannot have a visa as a missionary, eh, di ba? Buguta ka ng ulo or ikukulong ka. Missionary ka na Middle East to. Territory namin to, parang ganun. So, but they are, in Kuwait, we have our pastor there from U-Belt pa, no? Kasama namin na Pastor Winston, mechanical engineer. And he's been with this company, mga luxury cars, for years already, decades already in the church. And he's the one leading our church. The wife is an accountant of Kuwait Airlines. Okay, then we have electrical engineers, architects, ITs in Qatar, in Bahrain. We have nurses, PTs, you know. As I go around, I can see all of these OFWs, okay? Yung mga members natin at Victory, and they're the ones leading our churches. God is good, amen? Matthew was reached out also through English class. Now he's working in the Parliament House in a nation. It used to be under military junta, okay? Never heard of somebody who will work in a Parliament House. So our key involvement will be, number one, pray. Matthew 11:17, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Every time you gather together, worship night, you gather in small group, pray. When you hear something's going on in Syria, something's going on in Chechnya, or in America, there's another shooting in the campus. Can you imagine, no? And, you know, even America, even though they have a Christian foundation, more and more they need God because they're removing God out of their constitution, the campuses. So now, you know, he's suffering. You know, let's pray also for America. And I know you, all of us have relatives there somehow, you know, somewhere in America. So pray for the nations. Acts 13:2-3, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then after praying and fasting, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. And the earthquake in Nepal, you know, praise God, very few lang casualties ng sa members natin. I went there last June and brought a medical team and also some engineers that inspect yung mga houses nila. It's been years that they have never experienced earthquake. Some of them, it's their first time. About 2,000 died just because of running, because they don't know what's happening. And that was the biggest so far, 7.8 and then 7.5. Magkakasunod yun. After 3 months, we went there and ministered. And for 3 months, our church has been like the relief center. And na-acknowledge siya nung government na best relief. Ano? Kasi ang dami nating pinadala from the whole world of every nation. Nag-donate. And then we even mobilized our students, young people, to go into the relief, to do a relief operation. And a lot of people are getting saved because of that. In praying also, you can adopt a nation and you can adopt a missionary. You can also look at Every Nation Asia Facebook page. You like nyo yun, tapos to get prayer updates. Hindi ko napapataasin kung sino yung hindi nagpe-Facebook. Kasi ngayon wala ng age limit ang Facebook. No? Lahat na. 8 years old to 80, 88, 90 years old. May kilala pa akong lola nagpe-Facebook. Mas ano pa, marami pa siyang post sa akin. Okay? Tapos, second is give. Second involvement is give. Okay? It is because you're giving, partnering. Philippians 4, 14 to 19. Yet, it was kind of you to share my trouble, and you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered in that partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And may God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Because of your giving, yung mga missionaries natin, well provided. Of course, they have children. They have schooling. Lahat yun. Tapos may mga hospitalization. They're insured. They have health benefits. So we want to make sure that they can concentrate and focus on the Lord's work para hindi nila isipin yung mga basic needs nila. So God will provide for them. This is a snapshot of Asia. We are now in 44 nations, and this includes Oceania. Oceania was added to us. This is not Asia. But praise God, you know, New Zealand, Australia, Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Guam, and Saipan. You know, we have churches in those nations, in those islands. And, you know, we are sending 10-day teams starting this year to this nation as well. Okay, we have 155 long-term missionaries in 35 nations. And then lastly, going. The third involvement is going. Do you know that if you are a small group leader, a Victory group leader, you are entitled, you have the opportunity to go into other nations through 10 days. Naalala namin nung panahon namin nila Pastor Winston. Lagi sinasabi na sa amin, if you want to know God, you read the Bible. But if you want to obey God, you get a passport. Okay? Sino pa po ba walang passport dito? Taas ang kamay. Huwag mahiya. Okay, bukas na bukas pa, pwede na tayong magpa-apply. Okay, after prayer and fasting, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. Okay? 10 days is an opportunity for everyone to go into another nation to be a blessing. 2015, we have 98 teams going to 28 nations. And in 2016, next year, we have 107 teams going to 31 nations. And I remember we went to Nepal 2010 on a 10-day trip. TJ is from Mapua, also is an engineer from UBelt. And I asked him to come with me. His heart is to go to India. But I said, wala pang open door in India, go with me to Nepal. And then after 1 year, he went back to Nepal and has been there from the very beginning. And he has a lot of disciples, men that are rising up in Nepal as well. So God is using him there. Acts 1:8, again, to remind you, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So let's act upon the word, okay? Every nation in action, okay? Let us do our part in praying, giving, and going to be a blessing to the nations. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful day. Lord God, we pray that you bless us, Lord God. Bless our hearts, Lord God, and seal all the words into our hearts. I want you to hold your hearts right now. Come on. Yung chest niyo, hawakan niyo dyan. Lord, I pray that you'll drop a nation in our hearts, Lord God, to pray for continuously, to give, and even to go someday. Lord God, we thank you that you, Lord God, you have a passion in your heart called the nations. And we thank you that you sent your son, Lord God, the ultimate missionary to the earth, to the nations, Lord God. You died on the cross to forgive us of all our sins. And I pray that you'll find us faithful in bringing the gospel to the nations on the earth. Seal these words in our hearts in Jesus' name.